fall dog or chum salmon fishing is not a huge part of the season, but it was exceptionally good this year. It took place in Southern Southeast Management District 2, where Scott Walker is Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist.
We've had kind of an extended fall fishery down here, kind of like how we used to have it back in the early 90s and late 80s. We had a very, very strong, very good run, the return here to fall chums in Chomley Sound and actually in a couple of other areas. We had the opportunity to fish more than we fished and had a return probably as good as we've had for about 10 years.
Chomley Sound is off southeast Prince of Wales Island. According to Fish and Game's preliminary estimate, the fall harvest has yielded at least 85,000 chum, which is the biggest fall catch by far since 2004. There were some very strong summer chum runs in southern southeast as well. District 2, for example, had the biggest chum catch of any management area all season in the region. That helped make up for poor pink returns in southern southeast. In order to allow enough pink salmon to escape upstream to spawn the next generation, seiners in that area got a lot less fishing time. Walker says that served to boost chum escapement as well.
Several of our systems that were a bit weak for chums in years past had a very bumper crop this year, and so it's been beneficial for that. We built up our chum systems. Now, normally during the latter part of our summer season, we'd have seiners all along the eastern shore of Prince of Wales, and we'd be fishing fairly aggressively for pinks. And they would catch a good portion of those chums. This year, our fishing was probably half of a traditional year, and so a lot more chums made it by.
Chum salmon was more of a mixed bag for seiners in northern southeast this summer, where, for instance, the normally big returns to Hidden Falls Hatchery on eastern Baranoff Island came in far lower than expected. Region-wide, seiners landed an estimated 6.8 million chum, according to preliminary totals. Meanwhile, seine-caught pinks totaled nearly 57 million fish region-wide, most of which came from northern southeast. The pink harvest was far above the 10-year average, and so were prices for most species. Bill Davidson is the state's regional management biologist.
The pig season was a big success, and the numbers came in close to or a little bit above what we had forecast going into the season, and prices were unusually strong this year, and so people did well at harvesting. The fish were nice size, and the harvest was quite valuable.
Davidson estimates that the entire seine catch for all species was worth a record $135 million this year, and the all-gear salmon catch for all species in southeast was worth nearly $200 million. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.